Welcome to the Social Impactors Podcast. This podcast is all about impact. We work to highlight impactful individuals making positive social change in their communities. From coaches, authors, entrepreneurs, influencers, we tap into the minds of some of the most impactful people around the world to find out how they have built a life of creating impact. Now listen in and be ready to go on a journey of enlightenment, motivation, and awe. Social impact everywhere.
Okay, so hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Social Impactors Podcast, where we highlight impactful people making positive social change in their communities. And today we have a very special guest, Brian Shulman, and man, I love everything you're doing, and I really want you to just be able to explain, you know, a little bit about what you told me, but how are you making, you know, such an impact and who you are and what you do, and who is Brian Shulman?
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't really like talking about myself that much, so I'll try and get through this for you, but it really, you know, it starts with the beginning, Avery. I'm a miracle baby. I was born a pound and a half in the 70s. I wasn't supposed to live, and was about 3.5 months premature. So I literally fought for every breath to make it into this world, out of the chute. And then preteen, I got diagnosed with a neurological disorder called Tourette syndrome, which are uncontrollable tics and twitches. So that you understand, I would make tons of facial expressions, lots of noises, these intense neck twitches, wrist flicking, somersaulting from room to room, jumping up and down. And the thing is, more times than not, I didn't know I was doing these things. So that's the other part of Tourette's, is you're not aware that you're doing them. And so I dealt with a lot of adversity, a lot of bullying growing up. I had a lot of dark moments. I really did feel like I was an outcast because I wasn't really accepted. But I started to find my voice as I was growing up, and I started to use that. And I started to kind of, I guess, voice my vibe and attract different types of tribes as I was growing up. And some people would stick around in my life, and some people, you know, moved on as that happens. And I started to become a little bit more social as I got older, into high school, and loved bringing people together. It made me feel good. I think part of it is because I was kind of, I was the weird kid. I was different. I was always on the outside. I knew what it felt like to not feel accepted. I wanted people to feel accepted. So I think that's also why I like to bring people together, because we all love to feel like we're a part of something. Mm-hmm. And so I certainly broke out of my shell once I got into college and found my love for startups and again, building community and bringing people together. I have a number of us that brought this incredible group of men together, and we were all different. Literally all different. I was telling you earlier, it was like Revenge of the Nerds. We were literally from every background, from every race, from every culture, which is something that I truly loved about what we were, because it didn't matter what you looked like. It didn't matter where you were from. It didn't matter what you sounded like, or it none of it mattered. We were all there to build something incredible together as human beings together. And certainly, like, going ahead, you know, LinkedIn, and I've been on LinkedIn legitimately for 14 years. LinkedIn changed my life. It absolutely changed my life. And LinkedIn video just a year ago, man, it truly, truly changed my life in a way that we don't have enough time to talk about. But, like, I mean, my heart swells for this family that I have been blessed to be a part of, and to know, like, the most incredible human beings in the world, you know. And so I came to LinkedIn with a purpose. I truly did. And people say to me all the time, they're like, you know, how are you so positive all the time? Like, you just, your energy is infectious. And like, And I tell them, you know, part of that story that I just shared with you, and I see, just coming from where I came from, and just having no voice and finding it, and no breath, and knowing that every breath is a gift, and And then I wanted to give out the opposite, the negative, and give out positivity and light and encouragement and support and be a giver of good. And because I know that life is 10% what happens to me and 90% how I react to it. Mm-hmm. And I know that every breath is a gift. And I know that I've failed so much more in my career and life than I have, you know, in terms of success. But every time that I get up, that is succeeding, you know, and that you just dust yourself off, you keep going, and you will do great at everything, no matter what happens to you, if you take that approach. And so when I came to LinkedIn, I wanted to, the hope was to achieve my why, and my why is to inspire one person a day, Avery. If I can inspire one person a day to chase after their dreams, to get up after they've fallen 50 times and go at again, knowing that if you just keep getting up, you smile, dust yourself off and keep going, that you are succeeding every single time you do. And if I can inspire someone who inspires someone else, or if I can put a smile on somebody's face when they're having a bad day, or make someone feel good about themselves when they truly don't, and we all go through that. If I can do one of those things for one person a day, every single day, then I have accomplished my mission to make the world a better place. And you know that old saying of one person can change the world, everyone should try. It's so true, man. It is so true. And we're gonna get thrown curveballs every single day of our lives. And if you just keep getting up and keep swinging, you know that you're gonna succeed. I'll tell you one more thing on that too. Is my mom. Most everybody on LinkedIn, they've seen my mom in videos. She's my genuine hero. She's my rock. I am the man I am today because of her. And she had shown me a picture of me. It was a Halloween. It was like my first Halloween picture or something. And I'm sitting on her lap in this lion costume that looks like she made it. And I remember, and I had never thought about this. And I remember asking her, because, you know, most kids are like, they're in a peapod or, you know, some cool little wrap up type thing. And I said, why did you put me in a lion's costume as my first costume? And she said, because you're a fighter. And because you fought for every breath to make it into this world. And I was just like, wow. Like, I had no idea. I had no idea that was why. So, you know, my hopes are that everyone will get up and fight. That everyone will keep getting up and believing in themselves and knowing that every single person has a voice, and that every single person has a story, and that they matter, and that they're not alone, and that, you know, especially in a world like LinkedIn, that we are all here to support one another, and we're in it together, and we're better together. And in a world that can get negative, you know, I truly believe there is so much more good and positivity and light in this world than there is negative. There just isn't enough light shined on it. And that's why I try to shine that light as bright as I can for as many people as I can on this platform every single day, because what an incredible place to shine that light. Right? Everyone in business is here. We all go through hardship in life and in business, and it's tough. It can get tough at times. But it means so much if you get a word of encouragement from someone, or, hey, it's okay. You know, it's okay to be down. You're not alone, and we're here to support you. Like, that, I know how that makes me feel. So I want to help others feel that way too. And if I can do that, man, I that's what matters, you know?
Well, I mean, you are, you know, you're one of the top LinkedIn creators, and your shout out Saturdays. I have to admit, a couple Saturdays ago, I had a hard Saturday. You know, I was down, I wasn't feeling well. And the second that I saw that, it was an immediate positivity boost. And it's that simple action though, right? It was just the action of you even posting that makes it better. And that's that ripple effect, right? Of positivity.
It is. No, it is. And Avery, like, you touch on something so important, because I've had so many of those moments in the last year, I would say year and a half. In the last year and a half, where I've been down, and people are like, wow, really? Like, we don't ever see that. And you're right, you don't, because it's I internalize that and then give it out in the opposite. Like, I flip it and give it out as good, because I know that that makes me feel better. And I'll come to LinkedIn and I'll be feeling that same way. And seriously, I'll read comments or I'll watch a video from someone and I'll feel so much better because of that. Like, that is truly, I don't think Reid Hoffman or Jeff Weiner ever could have imagined that something like this would happen, let alone happen organically on this platform. And it is something that we have all fostered. You know, we are, you feel it. You feel it every single day. And it doesn't matter whether you're making videos or not. Like, you feel it all over the platform because people are, it's true love, man. Like, and it's not cheesy. Like, it's genuine. Like, people are really sharing from their hearts and they're caring about people. And that is, you know, that is what, if you talk about business on a sidebar, like, every great company that has this incredible culture, it's, it all comes from love and it all happens organically. So it's funny because it's like we all us LinkedIn fam, we are all the most underpaid employees of a company we don't work for that created a culture that didn't exist. And like it's there, like it just happened. And that is the most magical thing that can ever happen, because the most incredible relationships, true family, like I have the most amazing family on this platform that I would stand on the train tracks for, because, and then most of us, we've never actually even met in person. That's the most amazing thing, right? And then we meet in person, and it's literally like we have had this physical, without actually being able to touch one another, right, through the screen, relationship for years. And it's been such a short period of time, and we hug it out, and we're, and it's just, oh man, it's really is. It's incredible. It's incredible.
It absolutely is. And you know, encapsulating that, then your community is, you know, tenfold. It's LinkedIn, it's local, it's everything that you do, it's your family. But how are you making, I'll flip the question a little bit. Not how are you making, but how do you continue to make a positive social impact in your community? How do you do that?
Show up. You show up. By showing up and by showing up positively, I mean, again, we see what happens, right? I get on video chats with people every single day. That's how Shout Out Saturday happened, by the way. It was a total fluke. I just happened to, I'd be having these incredible conversations with people off LinkedIn every single day. And I was so blown away by these human beings, like just such amazing people. I'm like, these people are awesome. I wanna give them a shout out. Like, I wanna tell people how awesome these people are. And it happened to be a Saturday. And I, you know, most people know I post quotes every single day, literally 365 on LinkedIn. No matter where I am in the world, I make sure that they are posted. And I had one that said Shout Out Saturday. It was the yellow one that you see at the beginning of my video. And I had it for months just sitting in my phone. And it happened to be a Saturday, and I'm like, I want to do a quick video and just shout some people out. And I'm like, wait a minute, I had this screenshot from Shout Out Saturday. And so one Saturday turned into another Saturday and another Saturday. And then I'm like, I'm going to just do this every Saturday. I just want to give out love to all these awesome human beings. And I want other people to know how amazing they are, you know, because that's, we build relationships. And that is what this is all about, Avery. Like, LinkedIn is about building relationships in its most simplistic form. Yes, it's a business platform. We are here. We're going to do business together. But the reality is, people do business with people they like, know, and trust.
Yep. That's true.
If you don't show up, people aren't going to get to know you. They're not going to get to like you. They're certainly not going to get to trust you. But the thing is that, you know, people have to fall in love with you before they're going to listen to what you have to say. Well, show up, give love out to people, encourage and support other people that are out there. You know, everyone has a dream. Everyone has a vision, something they want to do, something they want to share. Like I said, every single person has a voice. Like, I love all of these people on the platform that, you know, that I see in comments or that, oh, I'm so scared to go on video. I can't do it. Every time I'm like, anytime anyone sees that, let me know, because I am right there and I'm like, let's get on a call. Let's talk it out together, because I was you. I was so terrified to get on video. I had no idea what I was doing. Literally, I didn't even know what apps existed. Like, that's how green I was. And I remember reaching out to Amy when I did eventually jump on video, and I had access back last June when it launched in beta, but I was just so scared to do it. However, when the Let's Get Honest campaign launched with Michaela and Alex and Swish and a number of others, the shirt and tie on LinkedIn broke off. And again, I've been on this platform legitimately for 14 years, and just in the last year, it changed everything, because he was human to human. People were talking personal stories. They were sharing their hearts, stuff that had never been shared before. And I was inspired. I was truly inspired. And I wanted to share my story that I had never shared before. And that's the thing, is that, you know, there's so much inspiration on this platform. There are so many people that have such incredible journeys and stories, gut-wrenching, heartful stories of falling and failing, but how they got up and how they persevered and how they took that hardship and turned it into such a positive light to help other people. And there's not enough time for me to name all the people that are doing that, right? But that's what's happening. So I guess to your question is, it's just show up. You and I, we talk about the hard days we have, and then we show up on the platform and we feel better. That's amazing, because it's every single human being that is helping us to feel better. Like it's like we're getting free therapy by showing up, and we get these just incredible vibes that run through us from all these amazing human beings that make us feel good. And because we feel good, other people make us feel good. We want to help other people feel good. And so, like, I'm honored. I'm so honored by all the, and I'm so proud of all these amazing people that were terrified to get on video. And we have a chat, and they go and make a video. And then some people are like, well, what's the big deal? It's just video. No, it's not just video. We were talking about this earlier. It's the first anything that you're terrified to do. It's that first job you don't think you can get, and you don't have the experience, so it's not gonna happen. Like, why should you even try? It's the first person you ask out on a date that you don't think will give you the time of day. A company you wanna start, you don't think you've got the gumshoe to do or the know-how. It's any of that stuff. It's any first you've ever had in your life that you don't think you can do or that you're good enough and you take that leap and you take that step and you go. How good do you feel once you've taken that step? Like, it's incredible. And I know from my own experience, I've made 188 videos since the end of October. Blows my mind every time I think about that, because I never thought I could do one. And I did. And I just kept hitting record and I kept hitting post. And I don't make a video unless I'm inspired by something or someone. Otherwise, it's not genuine, it's not authentic, and it's not me. And that's a testament to all the incredible human beings on this platform. Because my inspiration is all of you. Like, truly, I get around other creators, I'm like a kid in a candy store. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I never know what we're gonna talk about. That's the fun part. But I'm just inspired by everyone, and we create and we collaborate. And that's the thing, is it's all about collaboration. The most amazing things happen when you do things together. Again, back to business, think of every great company. You come together to do something amazing, right? You want to change the world. Every company wants to change the world, Avery, somehow. And a lot of times that'll get lost because you're so busy driving and it's about the numbers, and lose sight of that true heart, the true voice of what started that company. And if you remember that, you remember the true heart, the true why behind that, not the purpose, not the vision, not the mission statement, the true heart of why those founders started that company to change the world. That's what creates culture. That's what creates community. The heart is what brings everything together. And that is why there is so much love and encouragement and support on this platform. We collectively are the heart of LinkedIn. We are what bring everyone together. And it is all those things together collectively, showing up, sharing the love, sharing gratitude, supporting one another, encouraging one another. That is what community is all about. And if companies would keep that on a focus all the time, because it does get lost. It is easy to get lost. You get in the grind and you forget. It's like marriage. Marriage is hard. It's not easy. You remember why you fell in love. That's the reason. And it's the same thing for companies. Remember that. And your community around your brand will be stronger than oak. It'll be stronger than you ever could have imagined. And nothing will be able to break it, because that love and that heart is what it's all about.
Well, and that's a perfect transition into the next question then. And you kind of answered it. With businesses, do you think social impact is an important core of what they do, right? You can build communities, but is it an important core of a business?
It is essential, Avery. I mean, like social impact is how organizations, it's how companies, it's how businesses, and the individual people, because that's what it all makes up. Their actions affect the community. You know, it is the actions that we all take, which have a positive impact. I mean, and again, like LinkedIn, look at LinkedIn and what's happened, right? It's not so LinkedIn's action was they created this platform. Reed created this platform. LinkedIn video was created. We collectively as a community took action by hitting record and post, and in turn affected one another by those actions that we took, by the actions of the company in creating it. Right. So again, a ripple effect in that respect. But it absolutely is. It's all about the positive impact and we collectively generate that love, that encouragement, that support, that positive impact, which affects everyone. So I think social impact is an incredibly important part of business. And I mean, we could talk about so many different companies where, you know, there are examples of it, but I mean, I think it's critical. It's critical. And you make a good point, right? It's not just about community. It's what that community does. It's the actions that community takes. Because LinkedIn in itself is a community. If you take everything away, it is a community. But that community doesn't thrive without the individuals that come together as a LinkedIn family and make an impact by showing up, by using our voices, and knowing that every single one on this platform has a voice, and a voice that matters, and a story to share. And by sharing those, there is an effect that's taking place, and we've all felt it. So,
and so with everyone watching this, or you know, anyone that just, you know, interacts with you or interacts with me, what's your advice for people in the beginning to build social impact in their communities? What is that key advice that you would have?
Yeah, you know, look, just be positive. Positivity is such an important thing in life. You know, and again, from where I've come from and all I've dealt with, I turned what was dark and negative to something that was positive and full of light. And it's all about perspective, right? We all have a choice. We all have a choice. You can decide to be happy, or you can decide to be sad. Mm-hmm. It is, like I said, 10% what happens to us, 90% how we react to it. So show up and be someone that is positive and encouraging. I literally was just sharing this with someone yesterday, and it was that same kind of question. Like, and that's what I said to her. I said, just show up. don't be in your head about, I got to make a video every day and I need to post content every day. No, show up and be grateful. And share your heart and encourage other people and shine a light on others and be positive. And if you do that, right, that is creation. If all you ever did was show up in the comments. Lila Smith is one of the most amazing human beings on the planet. She is not a big creator in the form of making videos, as an example, or wasn't. She's really actually gotten over that, and she's amazing. And Lila, I love you. I'm so proud of you. But like, she is one of the most incredible engagers on this platform. In the comments, she's everywhere. And every single time she engages, it is personal to that individual person she's speaking with, that is speaking to her, and how they have affected her. And it's always, you always feel better, you know? And that's a great example of how showing up, right, and engaging is so important, because LinkedIn, out of 550 million people, Avery, most people in the scheme of 550 million people still look at LinkedIn as a digital resume and a place to connect to people and look for jobs.
Yeah.
It's an engagement platform. You have about 1,000 creators out of 550 million people, and of those, there's about 100 of us that are consistent. Those are staggering metrics. You have such an incredible opportunity to show up and share your heart with people. I'm not telling you you have to share your life story in every nook and cranny, but if you share your stories with people, you have the ability to truly affect people in such a positive way. That's a gift that we are given. So show up, be positive, encourage and support other people. Share gratitude for people that affect you positively. Let them know that. And if you do those things, and then at your own pace, whatever works for you, create. Because we all have the ability to create, and we all have something to give, and we all have the ability to affect one person in a positive way. And again, that's a truly incredible gift.
I like what you say with showing up and building on, putting it all into a little capsule here. When you show up, you can show up how you want to show up, right? I had a great conversation with Matt on LinkedIn, and he was telling me that there's ways you can show up. And if you're not a video creator, then do it, be a writer, right? If you're not a writer, be a blogger, right? And it also, your medium makes you authentic, right? You're not having to push yourself out of an uncomfortable zone that's not necessarily your strength, right? It's good to push yourself out of uncomfortable situations, but your strengths are there, right? And I found that my strength was podcasting. I absolutely adore meeting people, and it wasn't so much writing, right? So I write less, but I write every now and then, and I found that makes me feel more authentic. And also, I think people see that, right? People see when you're being authentic, and they see when you're not, even if it's not meant to be authentic, right?
No, it's so true, especially in a platform like LinkedIn, because you can't fake it.
No.
If you're not you, people are going to know you're not you. Just be you, be genuine, be authentic, and you are 100% right, Avery. It's good to get comfortable being uncomfortable, because that's when growth happens, and that's when magic happens. However, at the same time, be comfortable where you're comfortable, okay? And if that's podcasting, awesome, that's your groove. If it's writing, great, right. If it's video, do your thing. But be consistent.
Yes.
Be consistent in how you show up. If you decide, hey, I'm going to do my podcast every Wednesday at 5 o'clock, that's when it's going to go out, great. Show up every Wednesday at 5 o'clock, because what is going to happen is your tribe is going to find you. They're going to show up, and your village is going to want to be there, and they're going to want to rally around you. But they're going to know when. It's just like your favorite TV show, right? I used to love watching The A-Team when I was a kid, and it was on every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. And I'm like, I know, every Tuesday, 8 o'clock, I'm in front of the tube, because that was one of my favorite shows, right? But see, that's the thing. Like, I knew that. It's like Shout Out Saturday. Everybody knows Saturday morning, 5 a.m. Pacific time, rain or shine, sick or not, power out or not, literally the power went out on Saturday. I couldn't post it until like 6 a.m., but I was going to be posting it no matter what. And so that's the thing. You show up, and people get excited, and they're looking forward to that. So however you decide to show up that way. But again, be consistent, because when you're consistent, you hold yourself accountable, but it also, you get into this groove, and it's a good groove to be in.
I like that. Be consistent.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a prime example of what consistency looks like, right? You were saying, what, 180 videos?
188 videos, yeah.
like, but it's about it, that but it,
oh, no, it's crazy. It blows my mind, because, like I said, I was so scared to do video, literally so scared to do it in the first place. But the thing is, like, before video, like, I have been consistent on LinkedIn 365 days a year, ever since you could post on the platform. And it was because no matter how I was feeling, Avery, no matter how bad my day was, and I had many of them, and I have had many of them, I was going to show up and give out good however I could. And a lot of times they were just, you know, they were quotes. They were positive, uplifting type of quotes. And I post those every single morning at 6:30 in the morning. And I always do a midday pump. And I usually do one at 11 around leadership. And I was, that was just my thing. It was like, that's it. I'm going to do that every single day. Because LinkedIn is just like other platforms. People show up every day. They're always here. So if I could, like I said, going back to my why, if I could give out some good to someone that needed it, just like you said that day, you were having an off day and you showed up and you felt better. That matters. And to me, again, for my why, in my heart, that was important to me. So I wake up every single morning and that's how my day starts.
I love it. Brian, I'm humbled, honestly, to be able to have this podcast with you because every time I connect with you, I always feel better. So I have to say, you know, the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for being on this podcast.
Oh, Avery, man, I appreciate you so much. And I am so honored. You know, I love what you're doing, you know, when it comes to social impact and just shining a light on other people. And just, again, I'm honored and you're an amazing human being. And thank you so much. And I appreciate you, man.